Please keep that passage in Mark 7 open as we pray. We'll be looking at it in a minute. Our Father God, please speak to each one of us now and work within us to make us more like Christ. For his sake, amen. Do be seated. Jesus must have ministered to hundreds and hundreds of people during his time on earth. But Mark has selected certain people's stories to record for posterity. Why choose these particular stories? Well, these are stories which, when you take them together, reveal the comprehensive power of the Lord Jesus Christ fully to meet every human need. We're looking at just two of Mark's stories today. In the first story, in Mark chapter 7, we see how Jesus meets the need of a mother and her child. Verse 25, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. Here, the need is primarily spiritual. Verse 26, she begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. The Lord Jesus clearly took the question of demon possession as a grim reality. He knew he was directly facing the powers of spiritual darkness, and yet, with nothing more than a few words, he showed himself competent to deal with such a spiritual need. And what's more, to deal with it completely. She went home, verse 30, and found her child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. The power of the Lord Jesus fully covers the need of both mother and child. In the second story, we see how his power covers the need of a very different individual and his friends. Verse 32, some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. Here the need is primarily physical, a matter of bodily healing. This time, Jesus uses actions as well as words to meet the need. He put his fingers into the man's ears. He spat and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. Again, Jesus showed himself competent to meet the need, and what's more, to deal with it completely. Verse 35, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak plainly. His need was met, and met in full. The power of the Lord Jesus is so comprehensive, it can meet any human need and completely resolve it. Well, what more then can we learn about how his power operates? These two stories reveal two of the factors involved. There are others in other stories, but here are just two. The first story reveals that Jesus' power operates in response to humble, believing, simple prayer. Verse 26, she begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. It was a very simple prayer, very much to the point. And that's not surprising, is it? This woman was not a Jew. She was a Syrian Gentile. No one would expect her to know how to pray to the Lord God of Israel. She'd never been taught. As a result, it wasn't clear whether or not she really believed in him. So Jesus had to test her faith. Not for his own sake, for he can see into the heart of every person. He already knew, but for her sake and for the sake of all those who were looking on, especially the Jews. So, verse 27, first let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Proud unbelief would have reacted very angrily to that, wouldn't it? With a sharp, he has no right to call me a dog. This woman's immediate response was neither sharp nor angry. Instead, it reveals a very genuine and humble, if simple, faith. Lord, she replied, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Lord. That was the one word Jesus wanted to hear. Lord. A word which acknowledges him not only as Saviour, but as the ruler of her life. Lord. It's the one word he wants to hear from each one of us as we come to him in prayer. Lord acknowledges him. Because Jesus' power operates in response to humble, believing prayer. You can see the same thing in the second story. The deaf man's friends begged Jesus to place his hand on him. But this second story reveals another factor too. It was there in the first, but it's much more explicit in this second one. And that is that Jesus' power operates as a result of his kind and gentle compassion. Jesus is clearly aware, isn't he, of the frightening world in which a deaf person lives. Can you imagine what thoughts were going through that deaf man's head? Where are they taking me? Who are all these crowds of people? Why are they so excited? What are they going to do to me? Who is this man? And so the first thing Jesus did, verse 33, was to take him aside, away from the crowd. And then he began slowly to establish a personal relationship with him by means appropriate to a completely deaf man, by touch and expression. Words couldn't yet reach this man, so Jesus used visual aids. He put his fingers into the man's ears. He spat and touched the man's tongue, identifying with his need, showing he understood, showing he cared, telling him he was going to do something about it. Then Jesus looked up to heaven, telling him and everyone that the power to heal would be God's power. Can you imagine the deaf man experiencing all this, feeling it, seeing it, entering into it? Only then did Jesus say a word. This time it's one word, ephatha, meaning be opened, a command. And the need is instantly met and met in full. Such is the power of Jesus Christ. Such is the power of the Word of Christ, the Word of God. Nothing more than that word is required. The spiritual healing in the first story required nothing more than Jesus' word. You may go, the demon has left your daughter. The physical healing in the second story required nothing more than Jesus' word, be opened. At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus' word is powerful, gentle, kind, compassionate, powerful. Sometimes people rather take the mickey, don't they, out of that old children's hymn, Gentle Jesus, Meek and Mild. Gentleness is a much underrated virtue today. But thank God that Jesus Christ is indeed gentle. Gentle, kind and compassionate. So, what are the needs in your life? They could be spiritual or physical, mental, emotional, circumstantial. Jesus can meet them all. Maybe, like the mother in our first story, or the friends in the second story, you're faced with a situation in which you or someone you love badly needs help. Bring it to Jesus. Oh, bring it on his terms, not on your own. Bring it in trusting, humble, persevering prayer. But bring it to Jesus and watch as his power works in your life to meet your need. He invites you to come. He invites us all to come. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We say it most Sundays. Do we take it in? Maybe you have prayed, and so far your situation remains the same. Well, don't give up. Keep bringing it to Jesus in prayer. Today might be the day when you see his mighty power at work to resolve your problem. Today might be the day when he replaces your pain with his peace. Or today might be the day when he gives you a better understanding of the situation and adjusts your prayers to match his will. Some of you will know that one of my church heroes is John Newton, the guy who wrote Amazing Grace. Well, when John Newton was preaching, as he did every day in his own church, or not every day, every Sunday at least, he used to write a hymn to go with each sermon. Sadly, we don't sing many of them anymore, but here are two of the verses he wrote on today's passage. When the woman came from Tyre and for help from Jesus sought, though he granted her desire, yet at first he answered not. 'Tis a pattern set for us, how we ought to wait and pray. None who plead and wrestle thus shall be empty sent away. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us to bring all our anxieties before you in humble, trusting, simple prayer. And as we experience your gentle compassion and your mighty power, grant us thankful hearts. For your glory's sake, amen.